This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Christian Reflections by C.S. Lewis, edited by Walter Hooper, read by Peter Noble.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. We were talking one day in 1963, C.S. Lewis and I, about the resurrection of literary works. He mentioned Sir Walter Scott as one of his favourite authors, whose books had gone out of fashion, but which appeared to be undergoing just such a resurrection. When I predicted that his own books would suffer no decline, he cautioned me against putting too high a value on them. Indeed, he tried to modulate my enthusiasm by pointing out that after an author's death, the general rule is that the sales of his books fall drastically and eventually dry up altogether. But sometimes, not by any means always, he said, an author's works undergo a kind of resurrection. But that's something no author, alive or dead, can count on. A literary historian, Lewis was naturally familiar with this phenomenon. He cherished no undue optimism as to what would happen to his books, and thus his frequent but gentle admonitions when I praised them more than he felt they deserved, and certainly more than made him comfortable. The truth is that Lewis was almost without opinions regarding the value of his writings. Insofar as he was worried about their future, it was simply that if the sales...